Hey there, handsome. Who are you waiting for?
I was worried we'd be here forever. I'm sorry, we had a new cheer routine to go over last minute, and it took longer than I expected. I'm so fucking glad the weekend's coming up. Come on, let's start heading home. You would not believe the day I had. First, I couldn't take notes second period because I lost my pencil. Then in the hall, I got my purse confiscated because a teacher thought the comic book you lent me was a porn mag. Had to argue with her for a while to at least give me my bag back. I thought things would pick up during cheerleading practice, but of course God has it out for me. The punk chick would not shut up about her weird rock band instead of practicing the chants, and this other girl who looks like she belongs in boxing never gets the moves right. I swear, being the cheer captain of this squad is going to be the death of me. It's all so irritating. I've been missing you all day. I hate that the only times we get to see each other are in the morning and during lunch. We've been spending all this time together, and I still want to see you more. Is that too selfish? You have the patience of a saint, sweetie, dating a greedy girl like me. I shouldn't keep talking your ear off with all this complaining. Have you been doing okay, baby? What have you been up to? Okay. Sounds like typical super hard math class stuff so far. And now you really lost me. Advanced trigonometry or whatever sounds hard, dude. I'm surprised they teach that stuff here. How do you even wrap your head around it? Har, har, har. Sorry we all don't have the brain of a genius like you. Guess we simpletons are going to have to worship the pedestal that is my boyfriend's big egotistical head. Well, I'm happy that you're doing well in class, even if I can't understand most of the stuff you're doing. Oh, by the way, nobody's been bothering you, right? I swear I can't go around a corner without people whispering about me. I'd hate to hear they're talking about you too, sweetie. Those preppy bitches insulted you? If they just knew what your girlfriend could do to them, nobody calls you a nerd except me. Right. Just let it go. Sorry, babe. Sometimes the alpha bitch in me comes back out. I can't help it, you know? The lioness in me wants to defend her mate, like in the nature documentary we watched. Well, whatever. As long as they stay away from my man, everything should be fine. Hey, what do you want to do when we get to my house? Besides having you bang my brains out, I mean. Oh my God, your face. Your reaction is so adorable. Baby, we've been dating for 2 weeks. You also remember how we met, right? Stop being so flustered over it. We've been having sex. What do you mean? This is the first time in a while that we're doing it somewhere normal. It doesn't matter when we're doing it, as long as you do it right. Okay, fine. I'll list off all the places where we've done it. Let's see. We did it in one of the classrooms after school, the computer lab, the janitor's closet, the library, the hallway, under the bleachers, the girls' locker room. I'm still cringing about that last one. Almost the whole cheered squad was peeping at us. We're lucky we didn't get reported. Oh my God. Maybe we are nymphos. Well, what can you do? It's like what you taught me in biology. Our hormones are supposed to be, like, super intense at our age, right? And we're not the only ones that do it at school, you know. My girls do not shut up about whatever football or basketball guys they're blowing. So if they can do it at the academy, so can we. In conclusion, what we're doing at the academy are just perfectly normal occurrences between two young adults with fully functioning adolescent, rather strong, sex drives. adolescent. Look at me using fancy words like that. I think you're rubbing off on me, geek. Hey, we were at my house. Remember how shocked you were when you first came over? You thought I lived in like a palace or something. Only time that gossip ever worked out in my favor. Home sweet home. Grab a seat on the couch. My mom is out of town, so you don't have to worry about meeting her again. Talk about an awkward first encounter. You might have not minded, but I certainly did. She was more upset about the couch being ruined than her own daughter being plowed in front of her. To this day, I still don't understand how she ticks. Anyways, let's finish that space drama we started the other day. You said you wanted to see how the season ends? You know the show with the blue police box or something? That was so cheesy. Where did that ghost kid come from? And why did they go on a weird rant about where the bad guys came from if they were just going to kill them off anyways? Nothing made sense. Shut up! Okay, maybe I got more into it than I let on. But only because the ending was bad. I'm not, like, a super fan like you, okay? Oh no, you're right. The signs have always been there. I have been getting more obsessed with comic books and video games. My grades are even getting better. I'm turning into a geek. My days as a cheerleader are history. Whatever am I going to do? Shut up, dork. Like I said on the way here, you're just rubbing off on me a little. I am too. I can see it in ya. I saw you talking to some softball players the other day. I was so proud of you for putting yourself out there, baby. I still remember when you didn't really talk to anyone other than me before we started dating. It's a big step for you. Although, I have to say, I was also extremely jealous that you were talking to other girls. Am I not enough for you, sweetie? Thought so. And you're the only guy for me, too. We're a real pair, aren't we? The most popular cheerleader in class and her geeky, adorable, delicious looking, sexy as fuck boyfriend. I'm being awfully handsy right now. Think you can guess why? That's my boy. Already standing at attention for me. Lean back a bit. I need to take my track jacket off. And ta-da! No bra underneath. I didn't bother putting it back on since you were coming over today. Figured I'd save some time. Now, let me give you a proper welcome into my home. It'd be rude of a host to not serve her house guests after all. Look at all this pre-cum. Is my geek that excited, his cheerleader stroking his cock? Sometimes I'm not sure if it ever sinks in for you. How the most popular girl in school will only suck your dick. No one else gets the privilege of seeing me on my knees. I'm already drooling just thinking of wrapping my lips around your cock. Why tease myself any longer? I'm only going at the tip and you already look ready to burst. Hold on as long as you can, baby. It'll feel fucking amazing if you do. Oh, babe. Even when I'm sucking your cock, you look so cute. All flustered and vulnerable. And I'm the only one that gets to see it. I want to see a squirm. Maybe if I do this? Oh, fuck. Shit. Naughty me. I couldn't keep it in long enough.
Think I need to be taught a lesson.
Put your hands on my head
and tutor me.
That's it. Pound my fucking face as hard as you can. Oh, fuck. Yes, my mouth is just another fuckhole for your cock. My makeup's running so much. Oh, well. Gag my throat until I can't breathe. Oh, shit, babe. I can feel you getting close. Make me swallow it. Shove your cock down my throat. So sweet of you to make sure I swallowed everything. You think you can keep going? Good, because I'm fucking wet down there and it's all your fault. Move over a bit. I want to try something different today. Go behind me while I get on the couch, will you? I know I like to ride you most of the time, but today I want you to pound me from behind, like this. Don't worry about a condom. Today's another safe day. This ass is ready whenever you are, baby. Oh, fuck. Yes. Go deeper. Baby. Squeeze my tit. Please. Oh, yes. Grip them just like that. Harder. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. I know you want to. Go harder than that. Smack my ass. I'm your fucking slut. Oh, shit, yes. Fuck. Oh, ram me until I can't think straight. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, that's my dork. Fuck your girl. Oh, you're getting so deep inside. Oh, I can feel every inch of you right now. Oh, holy shit. I think I'm about to come. Come inside me. Come inside me, please. Yes. Oh my God. Fill me up, baby. Fuck. I love you so fucking much. Holy shit. That was fucking amazing, babe. But I think I said something I shouldn't have. I'm sorry, sweetie. I know we've just been dating for 3 weeks. It's just, it was heat of the moment, and you were just so fucking hot that my mind went blank, and you're in love with me, too? Really? You're not just saying that to make me feel less silly, right? Oh, my sweet, shy, nerdy boy. Let me say it to you one more time. Properly. I love you. And I promise I won't ever let you go. You better do the same. Okay, baby?